It's a sign that something is special when it splits people's reactions to it so fractally. Richie Hawtin's alter ego Plastic Man came out to play to close out the first night of Movement this year. It was slotted for 11 to midnight, but he started about 15 minutes early and it caused a little rush while people ran to the main Vitamin Water stage to try to find somewhere to stand and see. If you've heard Panic Attack and Spastic, you've essentially heard the entire sound spectrum that the Plastic Man concept encompasses. It's a variation on a very, very small theme, which is what makes it so fascinating. You don't get heavy machinery to build this particular highway, all you get is this broken hammer and a rusty nail. But that hammer and nail will cost you every cent you own and every second of your time. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, a staff of hungry engineers, and betting your life that people will care. It's a very focused experience. Your eyes and your mind have to be like the lasers you're staring at. You can't just listen to the music and look at the lights. You have to feel the music and go jogging on the strobes out in the sky. You have to pay attention and lose yourself at the same time. It's an exercise in both patience and intensity. Embrace the fact that one man's performance has turned into something so maniacally centered, people stare with their mouths open. It brought some people to tears. I saw a few people with nervous shivers who were hugging themselves. And there are also the people who were bored and felt that nothing happened. It's just a kick drum, noise, and some LEDs. They felt no resonance, didn't understand what the big deal was, considered the stealth screen just to be a big wraparound visualizer that jumped with the music, like your average computer screensaver. There's nothing wrong with that opinion, but imagine if you just let it be what it is, let yourself submerge and immerse yourself in the idea of the performance, you can really take something away from it. How music affects us is a deeply personal experience. I'm not sure if there's anything more personal an artist can give you than to perform inside of the music he's playing, like the Plastic Man. I mean, you don't get a whole lot better than that. It was definitely an inspirational experience to be there and see Richie do that show for those people. The Plastic Man tour only had two U.S. stops, Coachella and Detroit, and so I feel lucky that I was able to see him do that performance. I don't know how to explain it. It was a neat vibe being there, and after it was over, I heard someone say, "I can't believe I just saw Richie Hawtin get 80,000 people to get down to minimum."